Is it possible, friend Licio, that Mr. Spianca doth fancy any other but Lucentio? I tell you, sir, she bears me fair in hand.
Sir, to satisfy you in what I have said, stand by and mark the manner of his teaching.
Now, mistress, profit you in what you read?
What master read you? First resolve me that.
I read that I profess the art to love.
And may you prove, sir, master of your art.
While you, sweet dear, prove mistress of my heart.
Quick, proceed as married. Now tell me, I pray you, that durst swear that your mistress Bianca loved none in the world so well as Lucentio.
Oh, despiteful love! Unconstant womankind! I tell thee, Licio, this is wonderful.
Mistake no more. I am not Licio, nor a musician as I seem to be, but one that scorns to live in this disguise for such a one as leaves a gentleman and makes a god of such a cullion. Know, sir, that I am called Hortensio.
Signor Hortensio? I have often heard of your entire affection to Bianca. And since mine eyes are witness of her likeness, I will with you, if you be so contented, forswear Bianca and her love forever.
Faith, mistress, I...
See how they kiss and court.
Oh!
Signor Lucentio, here is my hand, and here I firmly vow never to woo her more, but do forswear her, as one unworthy all the former favours that I have fondly flattered her withal.
And here I take the like unfeigned oath, never to marry with her, though she would entreat. Oh, fie on her! See how beastly she doth court him.
Would all the world but he had quite forsworn. For me, that I may surely keep mine oath, I will be married to a wealthy widow ere 3 days pass, which hath as long loved me as I have loved this proud, disdainful haggard. And so farewell, Signor Lucentio. Kindness in women, not their beauteous look, shall win my love, and so I take my leave in resolution as I swore before.
Oh. Mistress Bianca, bless you with such grace as longeth to a lover's blessed case.
Oh.
Nay, I have ta'en you napping, gentle love, and have forsworn you with Hortensio.
Oh, Tranio, you jest. But have you both forsworn me?
Mistress, we have.
Then we are rid of Licio.
If faith, you have a lusty widow now that shall be wooed and wedded in a day.
God give him joy.
Aye, and he'll tame her.
He says so, Tranio.
Faith, he's gone unto the taming school.
The taming school? What is there such a place?
Why, mistress, and Petruchio is the master that teaches tricks 11 and 20 long to tame a shrew and charm her chattering tongue.
Oh, master, master, I've watched so long that I'm dog-weary, but at last I spied an ancient angel coming down the hill will serve the turn.
What is he, Biondello?
Master, a mercantant, or a pedant, I know not what, but formal in apparel, in gait and countenance, surely like a father.
And what of him, Tranio?
If he be credulous and trust my tale, I'll make him glad to see Vincentio and give assurance to Baptista Minola as if he were the right Vincentio. Take in your love and then let me alone.
God save you, sir.
And you, sir. You are welcome. Travel you far on, or are you at the farthest?
Sir, at the farthest for a week or two, but then up farther, and as far as Rome, and so to Tripoli, if God lend me life.
What countryman, I pray?
Of Mantua.
Of Mantua? Sir, marry, God forbid! And come to Padua careless of your life?
My life, sir? How I pray, for that goes hard.
'Tis death for anyone in Mantua to come to Padua. What? Know you not the cause? Your ships are stayed in Venice, and the Duke, for private quarrel twixt your Duke and him, hath published and proclaimed it openly. 'Tis marvel, but that you were but newly come, you might have heard it else proclaimed about.
Alas, sir, it is worse for me than so, for I have bills for money by exchange from Florence, and must here deliver them.
Well, sir, to do you courtesy, this will I do, and this I will advise you. First, tell me, have you ever been at Pisa?
Aye, sir, in Pisa have I often been. Pisa, renowned for grave citizens.
Among them, know you one Vincentio?
Oh, I know him not, but I have heard of him. A merchant of incomparable wealth.
Well, he is my father, sir, and sooth to say, in countenance somewhat doth resemble you.
As much as an apple doth an oyster in all one.
To save your life in this extremity, this favour will I do you for his sake. And think it not the worst of all your fortunes that you are like to serve Vincentio. His name and credit shall you undertake, and in my house you shall be friendly lodged. Look that you take upon you as you should. You understand me, sir? Oh, so shall you stay till you have done your business in the city.
Nay,
if this be courtesy, sir, accept of it.
Oh, sir, I do, and will repute you ever the patron of my life and liberty.
Then go with me to make the matter good. This, by the way, I let you understand, my father is here looked for every day to pass assurance of a dower in marriage twixt me and one Baptista's daughter here. In all these circumstances, I'll instruct you. Go with me to clothe you as becomes you.